It's the Weekend Update.
First of all, what was ever so worthy of your time? Hope you had a good Palm Sunday yesterday. It was the kickstart to Easter week.
I know. A time of mourning. We're preparing.
And a time of more of those cards to invite everybody you possibly come across throughout the week to your church service.
Yeah, you got to get the cards.
How many church services are available on your neck of the woods?
We have three. Okay. So we have 9, 11, and 1.
I think they're spanning ours over Saturday as well. And there might even be a Good Friday thing.
You know, I was explaining to my daughter.
I want to go to all of them. Yeah. Let's do them. Let's run the bases.
I was explaining to my daughter that I used to go, when I was growing up, we would go to Saturday Vigil, like every single week. So to go to church on a Sunday morning, like wake up, and it's still a little different to me. And she looked at me like I was from the moon. And I'm like, no, we're just going around it.
Yeah, Mom. Mm-hmm. You're lucky you get us up when you get us up
days.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. Wow. A lot of mass. In mass, no less. But also this week, another week as we are in the final home stretches already of Hank's Jam, that Wednesday night there, County Line Ice House, and then the kickstart to the spring season. That is Thursday night's Cruise Night.
Great to be back at Boo Ray's on Cruise Night.
Well, that's the mayor.
That'll be
Larry's
there.
Larry's breaking it down. We're going to have so much wisdom.
So much
we're going to learn so much.
That'll be this Thursday night. Plus, I'll see you down there in Granbury on Friday. So a lot going on. Got the Alito Coaches Show tonight. And, you know, while we're on the subject of
sports.
Yeah,
it was a big weekend for that.
Mm-hmm.
NCAA tournament down to the Final Four, baby. Yeah, Duke blew it. Flat out blew it. They had it and they lost it. So that sets up your Final Four on the men's bracket as UConn takes on Illinois and Michigan takes on Arizona. Those games got to wait all week long to get back at it. Those games are on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah. They just bought, the Blue Devils had it.
Yeah.
And they just lost it at the end.
So are the kids going back to school and going to class and studying? Like,
because
where they, why
education,
the reason they're going to college?
Is the main goal.
It's almost like,
when it comes to sports.
Sports!
And, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Now, on the women's side of the NCAA bracket, hey, we got a lot of rooting interest. First of all, big nights. TCU women play South Carolina. That game taking place on the left coast in Sacramento. 8 o'clock start time, so you get that 8 o'clock Pacific start time. So they take them on. And then on the other side of the bracket, UT, the Longhorns, will take on Michigan. And the winner of both of these games, that place takes place at Dickey's Arena tonight.
Oh.
6 o'clock tip. And the winner of those games go on to the championship game on the women's side of the NCAA bracket. So go Horned Frogs today. Yeah. More sports?
Sports!
Okay.
I think that's all I have.
I
don't want to interrupt Kevin Longquist tonight. He's got big things going on.
It was opening weekend of your Texas Rangers. Of course, on the road until Friday they come back home. Hank FM will be live there at the ballpark for it.
I had no idea.
But Rangers ended up losing the first game, of course, on opening day to the Phillies, but then they won the next two.
Dang it.
So won the... No, no, that's good. You won the series.
It's good that we won.
So two out of three. There you go. And the last time they opened up, the Rangers, with a series on the road win to start the season.
Yeah.
2013. It's been a little bit.
Oh, boy.
So,
go Rangers. Go
Rangers.
Indeed.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Past that, we had CPAC going on in Grapevine. Barbecue places and protein hookups there with RFK Jr.
Ted Cruz.
Lots of action. The who's who's. But well, what'd you get going? Did you CPAC fun this weekend? Because I know they like Color Guard.
We are taking a break from Color Guard.
Oh, my gosh.
We are back into our drama mode. It was a student and teacher conundrum. Like, they did a little acting thing on Friday night. It wasn't a little thing. It was a very big thing. And actually, my daughter got third place, so that was very exciting. Thank you very much to the science teacher, Mrs. Daves, who I believe was maybe a little out of her element, but volunteered for the task at hand nonetheless. Then there was a church. Mm-hmm. We're preparing for Easter, all the things. And then we actually got to go out to a really cool fundraiser yesterday. It's Layla Rose Rescue, where they take horses that may need a a little therapy, a little extra love, and then they reboot them. I got to see one of those Mustangs that we talk about, Mustang Magic, all the time. So
yeah,
they made a whole bunch of money.
They performed tricks for you.
You know what? They didn't.
And no. They juggle like Mark Phillips.
Well, I think they were a little intimidated by my flag waving from the weekend before.
Oh yeah.
So they were like, ugh. I'm just giving my whole aesthetic. I'm going to sit here and be pretty. So
you should see the stats on that video of you flag waving.
Number one.
Bing. I think on our Hank socials.
That's exciting. How about you? Oh. I want to hear about the birthday fun.
Well, mowed the lawn yesterday.
Wow.
And look for more reasons to use my chainsaw that I got.
What is that with guys and chainsaws?
I'm looking over at the neighbors.
So
it's like,
weird.
Hey, need any work done? I got it.
Did you feel like
the battery's still got some juice to it?
It's demo day.
And I'll go until the battery runs out. But no, it was the big old birthday weekend.
That,
of course, kicked off. I mean, the whole reason we did the Chicago road trip thing over spring break was to celebrate the kiddo's 18th birthday. So the crux of it was there. And what little financial availability remained.
Fluidity.
It was a couple of gifts over the weekend. But yeah, Saturday was the big day proper, and the kiddo's now officially 18. And we went out that night, and, you know, we had dinner and stuff like that, all of us. But earlier in the day, she wanted to go hang out with her friends at the mall. You know, like it's 1997. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah, the kids still want to go to the mall.
And she was born at 12:13 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the time literally we pulled up to the mall to drop her and her friend off was 12:13.
Did you have a moment?
And right there, she said, hey, it's 12:13. Oh. I'm like, look, she said, I'm 18.
I know.
And I said, yeah, you are officially now. It's here.
Right.
Then she gets out, and the first thing she says, all right, I'm an adult now, and then walks away. And then after I realized I was sitting there too long because the car behind me honked, I moseyed down a little bit to where the skeletons of the old Sears remain.
Yeah.
And just sat there in the vacant, empty parking lot.
I lost it a little bit. But did she say, I'm an adult now, can I have some more money?
No, that tap is over.
Okay. Starting your day the real Texas way.